let's go back now to the Biur HaGra. So, I just want to read the psukim again. Number one, a certain amount of time passed. And number two, it's good to focus once again more clearly. A chazor is always useful. B'ni, imarapto l'reyecho takato l'zor kapecho. This is talking about a person who's in a matzav. Very interesting. It's la'acha ha'maisa. In other words, if you would have asked this person, l'chatchila, why are you doing this? He would be hard-pressed for justification. You're not supposed to become an Arif. Now, needless to say, and this is very important in understanding the way the Vilna Gaon used this, what do you mean you're not supposed to become an Arif? There's certain times that you have no brera. And in the use of that word, kol Yisrael arevim zebozeh. There's an arvus of a rav, there's an arvus of a talmud chacham. We are responsible to give over Torah, and we cannot shirk the responsibility by saying it's too dangerous, it's too complicated, it's too hard. No. So it's interesting that the pasuk in this perek begins with an arevus, which is la'acha hamaisa. If you've already become an arev for your rea, for your friend, and imagine somebody took a loan and you became the arev. Tokato lezor kapecha. You gave a tkiyas kaf. This expression comes right here from Mishlei. The whole expression, a tkiyas kaf. Tkiyas kaf, you shake hands, it means mazel ubracha. I made an agreement. I stick to my word. The whole notion of tkiyas kaf is based on this pasuk. Tokata lazor kapecha. So you have two images here, a arvus and a tkiyas kaf, but essentially it's the same thing. You made an agreement, and now you are obligated to stick to the agreement. Noikashta b'imrei ficha. You see from the next pasuk that Mishlei does not consider this. Shlomo HaMelech does not consider this to be a positive thing at all. Because he says it beferish. Noikashta. You fell into the trap with your words. You should not have said, I agree. Noikashta b'imrei ficha. Nilkadita. This is, by the way, very rare, I want you to know. I am not enough of that kind of a baki. For that you need a Vilna Gaon, a Ramban, or maybe somebody that spent his whole life on Mishlei. I don't know how many times this phenomenon occurs in Mishlei. Namely, that the second phrase uses exactly the same words in part of the phrase. Usually, the whole phrase is different. But here it's noikashta b'imrei ficha, nilkadita with the same imrei ficha. So it's no imrei ela darsheni. So now that you're trapped, you became an orev, and you should not have become one, or you're now stuck in any case. So what do you do now? So Pasuk Gimel says an eitza, which is b'di'evit. Just very quickly, if you look at the Vilna Gaon and the first words on Pasuk Gimel, you'll see that the Gaon also emphasizes this b'di'evit aspect. When the Pasuk says, Asei zois eifo b'ni, what is the eifo? Eifo doesn't mean where. Like, where is it? So what is eifo? So eifo is really a word that says b'di'evit. In other words, you're in the blotta, you climbed into the trap. Figure out now, b'di'evet, eifo, how you're going to get out of the trap. In other words, this isn't a l'chatchila dika eitza toiva, because you should never become an arev to begin with. But once you are that arev, and of course this is all Mishlei, so Mishlei is not talking about arvus, this isn't an hilchas halva and eitza. He's talking about other things. Now what those things are, that we need to explain. But whatever it is, it's l'acha ha'maisa. You fell into the blotter, you got into the trap. How do you deal with it now? So that's what the Goyin says. Asei zoi seifoi b'ni kloimar. Mo esa l'cha oid, what can I do for you? Kivan shenichnasta b'tzara hazois, ein l'cha rak la'asei zois. In other words, what all that's left for you to do, being that you are in the tzara that you found yourself, that you entered into, so this is the only possible answer. What he's saying, in other words, is that this is a big b'di'evet. This is not the ideal. What is the ideal? The ideal, of course, is that you should not have become an arif. So getting back to the psukim, asei zois eifoi b'ni v'hinotzel, ki basa l'kafre yecha, since you fell into his hand, you are now subject to him, leich hisrapes urahavre yecha. Hisrapes in Chazal is interpreted various ways, but the pashup shot of hisrapes is just reduce yourself, urahav reyecha, and elevate him. In other words, you make yourself into a shmata, and you kind of beg him to have rachmanis. So it's an interesting eitzah. And then Dalit doesn't seem to be connected at all. Al titein sheino le'einecha usnuma la'afapecha hinotzel ketzvi miyad uketzipor miyad yakush. I think what the pasuk is trying to say, lefi pshuta, is, you know, you think that you'll be able to get to squirm out of this easily. No, but diligence will succeed. You can't allow now slothfulness, laziness, sleepiness to get out of the matzah that you are in. Requires tremendous, tremendous avodah. So this is not the time to be an otzel. If you want to be pasuk hey, he notzel katzvi miyod uketzipor miyad yakush, then you have to al titein shein aleinecha. And if you want to learn how to do that, leichel hanamola otzel reedrache avachacha. It's one of the most famous psukim in Mishlei. Asha ein lo katzin shaiter mashel. It does not have any boss that's hanging over him. There's no brother that's watching him. And afal pikein, he does what he's supposed to do. Well, naturally, because by them it's an instinct. And by us, we have all kinds of yetzaharas to overcome. Tachin b'kayitz lachma, it prepares in the time that it can prepare, in the time of the kotzir, agra b'kotzir ma'achola. It collects. Aleph gimel reish, le'egor means to collect. Ma'agar is a collection in computer language in modern Hebrew. Agra b'kotzir ma'achola. And then he demolishes the person who's lazy. Ad mosai, otzel tishkov, mosai, toku mishen asecha. As we shall see, the Vilna Gaon uses two ideas. The idea of a person who's fast asleep and is not even able to respond. Somebody standing and yelling and screaming and calling out his name, but he's completely disconnected because he's totally asleep. And then there's the person, nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir, it's called in the Gemara, where he has exhaustion and he's kind of like, you know, falling asleep, but and his eyes are closed, but he's still conscious. If you call out his name, he says, oh, what? So such a person is not on the madrega of a deep sleep. So the expression, ad matzai otzel tishkov masai toku mishenoscha ma'at shenois, ma'at numois, ma'at chibuk yodayim lishkov. That last pasuk also is a difficult pasuk to know or to understand. As I pointed out to you, I believe the last time that we mentioned these psukim, it is in fact repeated in Mishlei Perek Chav Dalet, which I have for you also. Ma'at sheinos, ma'at tumos, ma'at chibuk yodayim lishkov, upo mishalech reshecha. By the way, it's interesting. Reishelcha by us is with an aleph. It sounds like from the word roish. And here in Perek Chav Dalet it's with a yud. But in both cases, it actually means your poverty. It means you will be saved from your poverty and you will be protected from your machzor if you follow my eitzah of not being sleepy and being diligent. And we have to connect all these psukim now. So let's begin. The Gron Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph Bni Imaravta L'Reyecha. He says, as is his custom, of course, that the first phrase and the second phrase are not exactly the same. So what's the difference? He says, if you look at the concept of Arev, there are two kinds of Arev. There's an Arev Stam, and there's an Arev Kablam. Now, the Gemara tells us, in Baba Basudaf Kufayin Gimel, the Gemara tells us that there is an Arev who is willing to accept a co-position, an equal position with the loiva. And then there's an arev who is only coming after the loiva. So if the loiva has what to pay with, you don't go to the arev. The arev that's equal in position to the loiva is making a kinyan with the malva independent of the loiva. Now, in both cases, the malva is having his guarantee. But instead of being an insurance policy, you never go to the insurance company first. Instead of being an insurance policy, it is, in fact, an alternate loiva. The only difference being that this arev doesn't have the benefit of getting the money from the malva. The money goes to the loiva. So once he makes that kinyan, and he has the cover that because of him the halva took place, etc., etc., so he becomes an arev. The second arev is called an arev shluf dutz. Now, the arev, the shluf dutz expression, shluf dutz actually is some sort of a chemical or a plant there's a Rashi, interestingly enough, in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, if I'm not mistaken, that says, I don't know what shluf dutz is. But shluf dutz was some sort of like a potash or an alkaline. It's a physical metzias. And somehow that phrase got attached to an arev who's an arev kablam. The Rashba in Bam Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis speaks about the shluf dutz as the arev that you find by Dinei Nochri, has Nafkaminis and Rebus, and so on and so forth. But the Gaon quotes this expression, Shluv Dutz. B'ni, imarafta l'reyecha sheyeh shnei minei arvus. Aleph, arvus, arif stam. She'im lo yishalim haloiva, yishalim hu. But first you go to the loiva. The next, v'habeis, hu hanikro Shluv Dutz. Shin lamed vav fei, and the second word is dutz, dalet vav tzad. For who arev kablan, and that's what I told you, that you go to the arev even if the loiva has money. The zehu imaravto l'reyecha who arev stam imtokato l'zor kapecha who arev kablan shenichnas bakaf mamish. You know, how does he know that it's talking about a higher level of arev, a more direct relationship to the responsibility to the malva? Because it says tokato l'zor kapecha, it's like you're in his hands, you're in his clutches. For her inyan. So he wants to know, what are we talking about? What is this a marshal for? So he says, Va'inyan shem neged shnei minei Rosh Yisrael. V'hein arvus, he says, there are two kinds of leaders, and both of those leaders are a form of responsibility to Klal Yisrael. K'moshe kosuv asimim b'roshechem, v'hein hazikenim v'hashoiftim. He means, in other words, these are the people who teach Torah, and the people who adjudicate lamaisa. This is a very important chiluk, which we'll have over and over again soon. In other words, they're the people who are in the abstract teaching Torah, and the other ones are promulgating the laws and dealing with the lamaisa of the day-to-day. We will soon see how the Vilna Gaon touches up, very fascinating, the expression don din emes li'amita, which seems to be a truism. Of course, if he's done a din emes, it's got to be lamita. How could a din emes not be lamita? Or if something's lamita, it has to be din emes. A din sheker can't be lamita. So what's the pshat? So we'll soon see how the Vilna Gaon has this incredible thought, which is elaborated, interestingly enough, in his pirush on Yeshayahu. Well, the haftarah of this Shabbos is Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amos. And it happens to be that in that haftar of Chazayin Yeshayahu ben Amos, we have this Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Yeshayahu that he refers to in today's Mishlei. And we shall soon see in Pasuk Gimel what it's all about. So he says there are two kinds. There's Kenim and Shoiftim. K'mo shekasuv, lo yasur shevet mi Yehuda, u'mechokek mi ben Raglov. V'amru lo yasur shevet mi Yehuda, heim roshe goliyah shebebavel. Shiroidim es ha'am b'maklos, u'mechaykik mibein raglov elu nesim shiveretz Yisrael v'loimdim Torah l'rabim. He says those people who teach Torah in the abstract, oisan ha'loimdim Torah v'hein arev stam. Why? Shehu, in what sense are they an Arev? And in what sense are they an Arev Stam? So he says, they're an Arev because Shehu Mechuyav Lirois Shaloi Yavoi Mirshal Miyadai. Hainu. What does it mean? It should not, no error should be made. She Yilmoid Itam Heitev. The Yaz Viroisam, because I Shaloi Yitam. No, I mean, there's all kinds of Rebbeim. And you have to fall into the hands of a good Rebbe. You have to fall into the hands of a person who knows the Torah and explains the Torah correctly. Because otherwise, I mean, it could be fakrut. You know, the Chazal speak about a Rebbe that didn't teach properly, Shabeshtuk, even though all, and that's even in pronunciation things. So it behooves the Malamed to know and to teach properly, but this is all on the abstract. This is all theoretical. That's the Arev Stam. He has a responsibility to do it right. I mean, the Torah is hanging in the balance, nothing less. Then he says, "V'im takat lezor kapecha hu neged hadayonim shezet tolui k'moy Arev Kablon." Why is a dayan like an Arev Kablon? Very poshut, he says, because if the din is a din emes, so of course whoever is mechuyev to pay pays, and everything is al mekayim yavet b'shalom. Because in the end, the money ends up where it was supposed to be to begin with. So if Reuven has a fight with Shimon, and Shimon says, I don't owe you, and the paskins against Shimon, and Shimon pays, and the din is the din emes, is wonderful. Then the loiva has paid in the marshal of Arvus. But what happens if Chas v'Shalom, the din is not a din emes? So then the halacha says that the dayan has to pay. The dayan has to compensate for his error. So that's the Arev Kablon idea. Shemachnis atzmoi b'mekoymoi mamosh, kein hadayonim hichnisu es atzmon, ki noitol mamon mizeh v'noisen lozeh, b'loi rotzen abal din, hare hichnis atzmoi b'arev Kablon. I'm not sure that what I just said is sufficient to explain these few words in the Vilna Gaon. I was thinking about it a little bit. And I'm thinking that the Vilna Gaon is saying that even when the din is a din emes, but when you think about it, in other words, Shimon has the money. And we're taking the money from Shimon and we're giving it to Reuven. And who's responsible for that happening? I'm talking about a din emes. The dayan. Because before the dayan, Shimon has the money in his pocket. Inappropriately, perhaps. But Shimon is not doing tshuva, and Shimon is not, maybe Shimon thought the halacha is otherwise. Doesn't always have to be malicious. But the fact of the matter is that the movement of money from one to the other on account of the mouth of the dayan, as it were, makes him in a certain sense an Arev Kablon. I think that's what the Vilna Gaon is trying to say. You know, hichnis atzma, you know, he becomes a partner, as it were, with the Malva-Lova relationship here of the Toein and the Nitan. And precisely because it's not like Shimon says, I want to give the money. So you're forcing Shimon to give the money. By forcing Shimon to give the money, in a certain sense, you become responsible for that. So you become a chelek of the triangle. You're not just standing there on the outside. So that's how the Gaon explains the two kinds of arvus. Let us repeat. One Arvus is talking about Talmidei Chachamim, and one Arvus is talking about Dayon. The difference between the two of them is that in both cases there's a responsibility, but in the case of the Arev who is teaching Torah, it's an abstract responsibility. In the case of the Arev who is a Dayon, it is the immediate and cohesive responsibility which he identifies with Arev Kablon, with Shlov Dutz. Before we go any further, I have a question. Well, actually, perhaps let's learn Beis before I ask that question. Nekashtab imre ficha. Hu neged oisam haloimdim oimer nekashtab imre ficha. With the words of your mouth. Klomar. Im lo sira heitev shaloti kosho. If you don't see clearly and anticipate the potential problems. So im lo sira heitev shaloti kosho b'dvar alocha hari nekashtab imre ficha. Right? Shetoira. Diber shaloi kahalocha. Nukadato bimeficha, hu neged atoikim, vehim adayonim, shenoitel mama mizeh venoisen lozeh. Toikim, he means tkias kaf. He doesn't mean those who blow the shofar. It means those who give their tkiyas kaf means the people actually move the money, as I told you just before. So he's the dayan, even though he's talking and he's not doing anything else. But he is moving the money from Shimon to Reuven. Now he says, if it's wrong, then what you're doing is you're taking away the mamon shalokedin. In other words, the kishloin is a bein adam lechaveiro kishloin. Avol oisam haloimdim hu bein adam lamokim. So there's a difference between nilkad and nikshal. Nikshal doesn't mean that you're actually in the other person's hand. Nilkad means you're in his hand, you're in his trap. So this is my question. The pasuk sounds like it's very bad to be an arev, and you shouldn't get involved in it. Not an arev stam, not an arev kabla. However, if you did, As the expression says, you blew it, you messed up, and you are in fact in such a matzav. So this is how you're going to deal with it. Pasuk Gimel, Asei Zay Seifai Bini. My question is, if according to the Gra, we're not talking about money, and it's just a mashal, and the arvus that we're talking about are the arvus of Talmidei Chachamim and Dayanim, is there perhaps a suggestion that you're not supposed to try to become a Talmud Chacham and to teach Torah? It's a mitzvah. You're not supposed to be a dayan. So I think that the Vilna Gaon understood this perek differently. In other words, he's saying as follows: if you do it right, then it's the best thing in the world. In that respect, it's not exactly like the Arev in money. So how does he learn the first psukim? How does he learn the beginning of this Perek Vav? Imarafta l'reyacha takata l'zor kapecha, and no kashta b'mreficha isn't, if you made this arvus, the arvus itself is a mistake. He's saying as follows: the arvus is not a mistake, and you have to read Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis together b'vas achas. In other words, if you are in the glorious position of being an Arev for Klal Yisrael, namely that you're a Talmud Chacham who's teaching Torah, or you're a Dayan that's done a Din Emes, that's wonderful, if the Torah is correct and the Din is a Din Emes Lamita. But you should know that the potential is that you could trip and falter, and you should know how to react to that if Chas V'Shalom it happens. I think that it's very important to appreciate that nuance, that subtlety that the Vilna Gaon introduced by giving the nimshol to this mashal. So what do you do, Lamaisa? So let's take a look at Pasuk Yom. Asei zois eifai b'ni, zok de goyin, kloima, mo e'ese l'cha oid, kivon shenichnasta b'tzara zois, ein l'cha rak lasei zois, v'chein kol loshen eifai shebemikra, u'l'cha eifai mo e'ese b'ni. You know, he's referring to Yitzchak Avinu. He says, Bo chicha b'mirma. So what exactly am I supposed to do now for you, for Esav? It's fafal. L'cho eifoy mo'ese b'ni. So he says, Impasul yotcha kadover hazeh, v'hu neged haloim dim toira, v'hi notzel kibosa b'kaf reyecha, hu neged hadayonim, l'chein omar, shetire l'hi notzel kibosa b'yad reyecha, kanal kloimar. Shetira lihinotzel, k'moy mi shebo b'yad acher v'nilkat b'mitzuda, v'roye b'chol ha-tachbulois lihinotzel, kein tira gam ato lihinotzel miyodoy, kivon shebos biyodoy. Now, how do you do that? Leich yisra peisu neged hadayonim kloimar, v'eich ta'ase lihinotzel miyodoy, yisra peis, hater pas yodcha. Give him the money. V'oy yisra peis kloimar, Shetiya ka askupa hanidresses, shaloi ta'akev shum din, v'yu dorsin alecha b'nei odom hatzvichem ledin. And then he quotes the Gemara Masechah Shabbos Daf Yud, and a maisa with Reb Shimon Gamliel that's in Masechah Smochos, which we'll get to in a minute. It's interesting, this expression, askupa hanidresis. Whenever I see this expression or hear it anywhere, I'm reminded that when we started our dinners for the shul many, many years ago. So we had, Hamud Habayis and Yesod Habayis and Binyan Habayis, and, every category was, $1,000, $5,000, $500, and so on. So I got a donation of, about $18 from a Talmud Chacham, which I just couldn't afford anymore, for the dinner. And he has a box that he makes himself that he writes in on the bottom after all of the different boxes going down to whatever, $72. And he writes there $18, and he writes next to it, Askupa Sabayis. What's an askupa? That's the threshold that you step on. When you walk into the house, you walk into a room, you step on the threshold of the door. So that threshold is called Askupa Sabayis. So what is the Vilna Gaon referring to? He's saying that the Eitzah is make yourself into a Shmata. Reduce yourself. Lower yourself to everybody. And he's saying that that is the Eitzah for a person if he sees that he got trapped in a situation where he was not done properly or where he's not teaching the Torah correctly. A very interesting idea. So he quotes this example of Ravami Varavasi. Let's take a look at what Ravami and Ravasi are saying over here. The Gemara that he's referring to is a Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Aleph on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, "May emasai hascholas hadin? When does the din actually begin?" So the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yoina, a machlokes between them. One says, "Mishe yisatfu hadayonim." Chad oma mishe yisatfu hadayonim. Chad oma mishe yiftechu baalei dinim. In other words, is it from the moment that the dayonim put on their robes, as it were, the atifas hadayonim ledin? And one says, no, only when the actual Bali Dvarim start their arguments. V'loy pligi. Hod aski v'osu bedina. Hod loy aski v'osu bedina. In other words, there's no machlokes between them. And we're not talking about, a fight, a plukta. But they're talking about different circumstances. Right. Now, Misatfen Batalis, says Rashi over there, what's the inyan of Atifas Atalis? Because the Shechina is present. Eleikim Nitzav Ba'adasel. The Shechina is present by din. And Dayonim are called Elohim, Ad Elohim Yodvoid Vashneim. So Rashi says, that's one reason. The reason that they're misatif in their talis, they enshroud themselves, they gird themselves, they surround themselves in the talis, is because there's Shechina. The Gemara Shabbos says that he was misatif and he was waiting for Shabbos to come. Like somebody is waiting for the Melech to arrive. So there's a certain Emas HaShechina idea. The second reason he gives is that the talis serves as blinders so that they should not get distracted, because din requires tremendous concentration. Shelo yifnu roisham lekan ulekan, says Rashi, so that you have a day of mirshevus. So that's the inyan of atifas atalis. And what's the machlokes between them? Gemara says not a machlokes, because the other tzad says only when the bali dvarim apaisayach. So when it's asiki va'asu, Gemara says when they're in another din, and they are already in this atev from the previous din. So when there's a Gemara din, and the others are coming to them, so the beginning of that second din is not shak to say mishiyas atuf, because they're already atufim. So there, the din number two starts from the haschola of the Bali Tvar. So that is the beginning of that Gemara. Now the Gemara tells a story. And that story is being quoted by this Vilna Gaon. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi have yasvi v'garsi b'nei amudi. They were very makbid on their time, and they had a tremendous hasmada, but they were also dayonim. So how did they manage that? Because you could sit and wait, and the Balidvar may come, or they may not come. Was tut mit der Zeit? So their solution was that they would sit and learn. Havayasvi v'garsi b'nei amudi. V'choshayta v'shayta, says the Gemara, havatavchi ha'ivr d'dasha. They would give a patch on the shtender, as it were. And they would say, I'ika d'islei dina le'al v'asi. They would step outside and make a big announcement. Anyone have a din Torah? Come inside. And then they would go back in if nobody responded. They would continue learning. Rav Chizda, says the Gemara, v'rabba bar Rav Huna. They were also chaverim. Havayasvi bedina kule yoima. They sat in the bezdin the whole day. Havakocholish libayu. At this kocholish libayu, whenever I see it, Gemara Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, I'm so reminded of a story with Levi Yitzchak of Bandijev. I can't zeh nisht einhalten, I have to tell it to you. There was a maisa. Let's first finish with this line of the Gemara. The Gemara says that they had a chalishas halev. What's chalishas? Not chalishas adas. Chalishas adas. Usually cholish libayu is an expression that they get hungry. You know, they're exhausted. But Rashi says cholish libayu, they were mitztayer shaloi osku oisay hayoyim batayra. In other words, they had regrets. They were frustrated that the whole day passed by. Here they are sitting in the bezdin now. If there were people coming one after the other, I don't know if there would have been cholish libayu. I mean, that's their job. That's their responsibility. That's their arvus. But the bottom line is that apparently there were certain breaks in time. And Avadagivis, they didn't twiddle their thumbs. They talked in learning. They concentrated on what, you know, they reminded themselves of their learning. But it wasn't that they're sitting and learning Bahasmada. There's a tremendous difference between the Mahalach of Rav Amin Ravasi and the Mahalach of Rav Chisav Rav Baravuna. Now, if they sat bedina kula yoima, does it mean that every single day was cholish libayu? I mean, whenever you see Gemara like this, you know, a lot of questions ask, you know, so when did this episode occur and what happened afterwards? But at least at one point where they had this hanhaga, and there was a point where they felt very bad. And Rashi said, mitztarin shaloi osku oisei hayoim batayra. So I have to tell you the Maestro Plevi, it's that they tell a story that Rabbi Dissel came to a town, and however it happened, It was Erev Yom Kippur, and there was a tremendous, the call was together. Everybody was there, and it was Erev Yom Kippur in the town. I mean, you know, you understand the whole town was in shul, and the Baal Tefillah was about to begin Kol Nidre, and all of a sudden, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak puts himself by the shtender, by the amud of the chazar of the shliach tzibur. And he starts davening. They probably never heard such a davening before in their lives. I don't think they knew who he was. And the story is mashma that they did not. It's the strangest thing. I mean, in a regular shul, they would all come up, pick him up, and just throw him out. But maybe there was something about the way he davened or about the aura that he gave over. But he continued davening, and he stood there on his feet the entire night, davened shachris, davened Musaf, davened Mincha, and davened Ne'ilah. By the time he was finished with Ne'ilah, the Olam was absolutely convinced that this was not a human being, this was Eliyahu HaNavi or some other Malach, and they just could not comprehend what was happening. How could any human being be like that? Where do you have that strength, that physical strength? Anyhow, he went to the house of one of the Balabatim for Havdalah, and right after Havdalah, he says to the Balabas, Zabitzel Shvacha von Herzen, Cholash Libayu. And the Balabas says, oh, he's human after all, and he runs to get a cup of tea and some cake and whatever should break his fast. So he comes with the tea and the cake and whatever. He says, Nein, nicht das hab ich gemeint. So he says, what? Chodoch nicht gelernt den ganzen Tag. Bring mir a Gemara. That's the Meisa. Whenever I see these words, have a kocholish libayu, and the Rashi mitztarin shle osku oisa yoyim batoira, I remind myself of this meiser from Levi Yitzchak. Staka mayridika meiser. Anyhow, you know, the going after Yom Kippur, more or less the same thing. Let's now, you know, bang in a tent peg in the sukkah. So everybody would assume he wants to go out and start building the sukkah. He says, no, bring me the Gemara Masechah Sukkah. Let's start learning Masechah Sukkah. So, kocholishli by Tana Luhu Reb Chiya Barav Midifti, Reb Chiya Barav taught them, said over this idea, that in the Pasuk by Yisra, it says, Vayamid Ha'am Al Moshe Min HaBoiker Ad Arav. They stood, yeah, everybody knows, Parshas Yisra. So the Gemara asks, V'chisale Al Daitcha, She Moshe Yoshe V'don Kol Hayoim Kuloi, Toirosai Mosai Nases. Pelad de Gazach. Especially, it's after Matan Torah, Vahimi Machras. Tarasai Mosai Nases. Eloloi Maloch. Kol Dayon Shedon Din Emes Laamitoi Afilu Sho Achas. Male Olof Hakosuv Ki Ilu Nase Shutuf Lakodesh Bochu Bemaisa Gracious. He says, you're asking Tairosai Mosai Naaseis, was it sein mit mein Lernen? Zog sach nicht. Because you should know that if the din is emes la'amitai, sollst du wissen that you become mamish a partner with the Ribbono Shel Olam in my celebrations. How so? I mean, where do we know that from? So he says, we know it from, it says, min ha'boiker ad ha'arev, and there it says, vayere vayboiker. So you learn that kind of, that's it. That's that Gemara. Interesting. I just wanted to be myself because I spoke about Cholash Libayu and Rashi says because they didn't learn any Torah. So, because that's how it's mashma from the Gemara. Gemara says Tairosai Mosai Naaseis, and then it says no, it's okay because Kol Dayin Shadon in Emes Lamita Afilu Shachas is okay. But then Rashi says, Tanul Reb Chiya, Shegadol Schara Dayonim V'lo Yitzdaru. They shouldn't be so upset. Then he writes V'li Nira, that the Mashmos of Libayu is not a lotion of frustration. It's partially a lotion of hunger, because it's not Cholash Da'atayu. It's not Chalishus Hadas. It's Chalishus Halev. So Rashi's saying, if the expression would have been Chalishus Hadas, then we understand. What are they upset about? That they didn't learn a whole day. So there's a frustration. But if it's Cholash Libayu, it means Poshut, that they were there a whole day and they were hungry. Loshen Tainis Cholash Libayu, Shalei Sa'adu Kol Hayom. So what did Reb Chiya Barav say? In other words, if Reb Chiya Barav Midifti is talking about a Chalishus Hadas, we understand. We just mentioned what it is. He says, Shutuf Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu, Mamaisa Brachos. What more could you want? Don't worry about the learning. But if it's that they were hungry, so what is he answering him? A Shutuf Mamaisa Brachos. So Rashi says, because what he's pointing out is that there wasn't a break the way the pasuk sounds. Min ha'boiker ad ha'erev. So he's telling you, no, there was a break. But the pshat is that it's so choshev that it's like an inyan of erev and boiker, meaning vayi erev, vayi boiker, you know, yoim sheni. So it's very fascinating what and that's where Rashi remains, and there's a whole discussion about this Rashi in some of the Sfarim. Bekitzer, let's go now to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon gives mentions this Gemara. He says like this: Leich v'srapeis hu neged hadayonim on the pasuk Gimel. Leich v'srapeis hu neged hadayonim kloimar eich tase li notzel miyodoi. How are you going to save yourself from his hand? His rapes hater pasiot chavod. His rapes kloimar shetia kaskupa hanidreset shloit taakev shum din. V'udorsen olecho bnei odom atzvichem ledin k'mo shekosuk gemara v'ami ravasi v'asuk v'garsi v'chol shaito. U'k'mo shekosuk al ma'isa derabshim gamliel hanerak. So, which part of that gemara in Shabbos daf yud the Goyin is referring to? So we don't really know from the Gra itself. Is he referring from avami v'ravasi? You know, that they made themselves available by going out and screaming, me, this, Leidina. Or is he actually saying, no, he's referring more to Rav Chisda v'Rav Baravuna. And to me, it's mashma that he is, because this is where the Gemara speaks about the Maila, the unbelievable Madrega of Dundin Emes La'amita. And that's exactly what the Vilna Gaon is going to be referring to in the next shtickel. And Pasuk Dalet. So let's now ask, what is he referring to in that next thing in Masechas Smachos? So in one of the Biurim on Mishle, Hagra, he quotes the entire thing, and I'd like to read it to you. The Gemara in Maseches Smochus, from the Maseches Ktanis, right? This Maseches Smochus. So in the Maseches Ktanis Smochus, Perek Ches, it says as follows: Ukishenechazu Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, veGozru Aleim sheYehargu, Hoya Rabbi Shmuel Boicha. You know, we're talking about the Asara Haruge Malchus, obviously. Hoya Rabbi Shmuel Boicha, Vomaloi Rabbi Shimon, Berebi, B'shtei Psiyos Aton Noson B'cheikon Shal Tzadikim V'ata Boicha. I don't understand you. Don't you welcome your martyrdom? In two steps, in a brief moment, and you will be welcomed amongst the Gedoyle Olamim. So what are you crying for? Amaloi v'chi boicha ani al sha'anu ne'erogim. Boicha ani al sha'anu ne'erogim kishoif chedomim u'machal alei shabosis. He says it's not that we're being killed. It's that we're being killed in the manner, in the fashion of the crudest people who are doing the worst aveiros. In other words, what he saw here was some sort of a kpeda on the part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's crying because he must have done something wrong. So what did he do wrong? Amaloi, he said to him, Shema bis'uda ha'yisa yoshev, or yoshein ha'yisa, maybe you were in the middle of your meal, or maybe you were asleep. And the door was opened by whoever the receptionist was, you know, the other member of the household, or your shamish. You're not supposed to postpone the din. You're not supposed to hold her back. This is really very scary. So the Vilna Gaon is quoting this Chazal and Reb Shimon Gamliel that is Ne'erag, and he says that you have to be available. So the Eitzah for the Dayan is that he has to be always there for the Klal Yisrael, and the Talmud Chacham that he has to be always ready to teach Torah. So, you know, we have in the house a double set of doors, and when we have the Shabbos meal, nobody can ring the bell. And very often, they would knock the door on the outer door till we realize that sometimes we don't hear it. So now we make it our business to open up the second door so that we could hear the door. And invariably, before Kiddush, during Hamotzi, after Kiddush, during the meal, by Birkas Hamazon, is somebody that knocks on the door Friday night, Leil Shabbos, with a shayla. Some shaylas are much more serious than others. I maybe mentioned once to the Olam that a very edle person walks in, and there was a long line of people. We had a lot of guests that Shabbos, and we were washing for our motzi, and he sees that we're washing, and I already washed, and I sat down, and I couldn't speak. So he waited and waited, and finally, right after I made a motzi, he tells me what the problem is. He says his house is on fire. I told him, you know, that for such a thing, you know, you don't wait. You know, but Baruch Hashem, his shver, where he was staying, was more more capable, and he found a guy to take care of the problem in the interim. But this is, you have to be available. That's what he says. Zokta Azei. V'rehav reyecha hu neged halomdim, he efshali notzal rak bazeh, Shetira l'rahev esreecha kloima legadel sheyehei lamdon v'yochal lilmoy ba'atzmai. Every person's tafkid as a Rebbe is to make the Talmud into a Rebbe. Mashakosa eitzel hi notzel ki bosa bekaf reecha shesham hu neged hadayonim v'omar reecha haynu mishu mipnei shesham medaber shehotzi mamon shelo kedin. For us, Hadayon Reyoi Kamoyu. He says, when a Dayan is sitting on top of the bench, as it were, and the people are standing in front of him and they're waiting for his psak, he's in a much higher madrega. But what if Chas V'Shalom Mipaskin is wrong? Then he's the same like them, because Echmer Hadayon. So that's what he means, that he calls him Reyecha. So what's the Goyin telling me? He says, if there is in fact a person who taught Torah and he didn't teach it correctly, or if there's a dayan that the din didn't come out the way it was supposed to, the eitzah is to double and triple the efforts to be a better Rebbe and a better dayan. And interestingly enough, the particular nekuda, as he could have said, go back and learn more and know it better. Or that's the solution. Or practice your halacha and halacha lemaisa in particular, and never let that happen again. If I saw that the solution for it is not in that. That's taken for granted that if you don't know, you have to learn. And if there was some flaw in your evaluation, you have to figure out how to do that better. But that's not enough. In other words, you have to bend over backwards to be batel u'mevutel to the Talmidim and to the Balei Dvarim that come to you. And for that, you need al titein sheinos le'einecha, the next shtickle, al titein sheinos le'einecha, zoktahu histalkus hamachshovos, v'hainu kasher nishtakeya b'sheino usenuma humi b'chutz, kasher hu nim v'loi nim tir v'loi tir. He says there's two levels, as I told you before. There's the level of still being aware somewhat, and then there's the level of being totally immersed in sleep. So he writes, when his afapayim sguros, his eyelids are closed, avol ein machshavto nedar mimenu, his mind is still there, the kari levi oni, because if somebody calls him, he responds. V'zeu al titein sheino leinecha b'pnimius, she'estalkus hamachshovo utnum al afapechos chitzainius, she'afapayim heim sguros. In one place it speaks about sheino for the einayim, and the other one speaks about afapecha, that the eyelids, so what's the pshat? That only the eyelids are affected. That's the chitzainius sleep. And the inner sleep, the real sleep, is sheino le'einecha. So he says, v'hainu, what's the mashal here referring to? Shehalomdim einam tzrichim liyos bikiyim rak bedin Torah, shlo yoyre shlo kedin, avol ein tzarich lo liyos baki b'inyonei oylam. He says, a Talmud Chochma is supposed to give over the Masaira. He doesn't have to know that much about life, because life is not hitting his fan. He is not immersed in the interpretation of Torah as it relates to the living person in his circumstances. So there's a tremendous difference, and this is a very yesodistic agra, which, as I told you, finds its true expression in his biur on Yeshayahu Perek Aleph, the haftorah of this coming Shabbos, Chazon Yeshayahu. He says as follows. He says, Talmidei Chachomim are theoreticians. They are not responsible to know how that theory applies. If he's a dayan, and he's not baki in the inyonim, hadayonim tzrichim liyos bikiyim gam b'tivoy shel olam, they have to know the world. Because otherwise they could be completely confounded by the Balei Dinim, and the Balei Dinim can confuse them because the halacha is not enough. You have to know the people, you have to know their circumstances, you have to know their business, and so on and so forth. You have to know that they have agendas. And the innocence of the Talmud Chacham, who just looks at what the Torah says in the abstract, is far from sufficient, he says. And then he writes, what is emes la'amitai? He says, the psak could be emes. In other words, it isn't that he didn't understand the se'if in the Shulchan Aruch. It isn't that he saw black and he said white. He saw hain and he said lav. No, he saw hain and he said hain. But in this particular case, hain is not appropriate because there are extenuating circumstances, there are different issues, there are other considerations, v'chulu v'chulu. So the din could turn out to be a din meruma, even if the psak, in principle, is based on emes. He has to know the Torah, he has to know the world. Very interesting. He says, take a look. In one pasuk it says about Shoychad, Ki HaShoychad Ya'aver Eini Chachomim. In another place it says about the same Shoychad, So why the difference in term? So it's mamish gevaldik, he says. Because there are two aspects to a dayan. So what the psukim are telling you is that shoychad undermines both of those aspects. Your knowledge of life, you have to be a pikeach. And you think you are a pikeach, but you took shoychad, your pikchus will be taken away from you. You'll be blinded. Dayan has to know the Torah. He has to be a chacham. Chacham in Torah. Yediyas ha-Torah. It's going to take away your yediyas ha-Torah. V'hainu chacham bin yonei Torah, u'pikeach bin yonei oilam. The zehu she'omru chazal. Imboru l'cho ka'boiker omrehu. Imboru ha-dover ka'achoysoy omrehu. He says, just like by Shoychad, you have two expressions. One referring to his knowledge of the world, that's why he calls him Pikchim. The other one referring to the Dayan's knowledge of Torah and of the Halacha per se, in the abstract, that's why he calls him Chachomim. So two Chazal have two expressions, B'noigeya, your intimate knowledge of Torah. I use the word intimate because that's like Achosa. So what are the two expressions? One is like biker, it's clear as day, the expression is in English. Clear as day. Baruch l'cha kachama, baruch l'cha kaboy, baruch l'cha kaboyker. And the other one, ka'achoysay. So what's the difference between the two? So he says exactly that. One is referring to the knowledge of the world, that's biker. One is referring to the din, that's achoysay. V'sesha omar, utnuma shu nim v'loy nim v'aynu mibachutz afilu lo titein la'afapecha shetnuma hu ba'afapayim levad shein zguros v'aynu b'inyonei oylam tira shetehei boki v'oz efshar amazing, efshar sheyetze adin emes la'amitay. You know, this idea that Sanhedrin has to know many lishoynos because they can't use an interpreter, otherwise it's an eid mipiyed and so on and so forth. It's much, much deeper than that. You have to know the world. You have to know the integrity of the Balei Dvarim. You have to be able to judge the circumstances. There's a tremendous amount of savvy that a dayan has to have. You can't just say, oh, this is bad tshuva, and then say, chayiv, zakai. It doesn't work like that. So the Vilna Gaon is dagish chazak on this dichotomy of the two different kinds of dayanim. He refers to the sleep, which is intimate and complete, that you have to get out of that sleep, means you have to have a yediyas ha-Torah. But the afapayim cannot be closed either. Even if you have the yediyas ha-Torah, that's only the half of it. I know it's late, but I just wanted to finish with the words of the Gra in his biur on Yeshayahu. The pasuk says, Limdu heitev ashru chamotz. Right, so the pasuk in Yeshayahu, as the Gaon interprets it, Ashru Loshen Hadracha, and then it's Shiftu about the Yosaim and the Rivu Almana. This is all expressions of the pasuk. So he says as follows. V'hainu dayan ha'hogun tzorich liyos pishnayim beruchai. Very nice expression. He has to have two levels of havana, two levels pishnayim beruchai. Aleph liyos baki b'chadre ha'tayra, lohitzi din la'amitai. He has to know the truth of the Torah itself. He has to say chayev when he's chayev and zakai when he's zakai. But that's not enough. Not enough. You know, you have to have that wisdom, that discerning capacity to know, is he bechlal telling the truth? Is he bechlal finagling? Is he a shyster? Is he a bum? Or is he a sincere person who wants Pashut to follow the halacha? And then he says, the Gra, lahakir ben emes v'asheker b'divrei balidvarim oy ha'edus, and of course the same is true of the edim. B'zeh she'amar hakosuv v'nei emes nochan hadavar, emes hadin al pi ha'Torah, Nochain hadover, yeah. Nochain hataina al pi yeshuva shalom. The Zehu Shamru Chazal, and now the Vilna Gaon quotes that same expression. In Baruch Adover Ka'achoisai, he writes, and in another place it says, Baruch Adover Ka'baiker, Hainu, Shetzoruch Shiz Baraloi Alpia Torah Shehi Ka'achoisai, Shemavur Isur Batur. That's how Rashi in Kedushin explains this expression. What does it mean, Ka'achoisai? So we would have said, Ka'achoisai, I know my sister very intimately. He says, no. Achoisai means just like you know that your sister is usher to you, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, that's how you have to have a clerkite in all the Torah. In Baruch Adover Ka'achoisai Shi Asura, the Gam Yizbaraloi Alpi Yeshuvai Shal Oilam. In the world, if you want to pick something that's similar to the clarity of Isur Achaisa, Isur is a halacha. What about a mitzias? So you say, as the day is bright, you know, as the sun is shining. If you want to pick something clear, you speak about Boiker. If you're speaking about Yeshuvah Shalom, say, Omar Kosov, Ki Ashoicha Ad Yaver Eine Chachom, Ksiv Eine Pikkim, Vainu. That's limud. That's Talmud Torah. You have to know the Torah well. But then it says, "Dir shu mishpat im emes hadover al pi yeshuva shalom." So the going here, fascinating. In the beginning of Yeshayahu, has this interpretation of the two responsibilities or the two qualifications, if you will, that a dayan has, which are above and beyond just simply the nebezah.